Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone as we're going to talk about something that sounds like summer and tastes like it as well. Leah Brook is with us this morning. She's a human sciences specialist in food and health with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach and serves our area. And I guess serves is the right way to put it because we're hoping to serve some good salsa with a little bit of your assistance. Leah, how are you this morning?
I'm great. Thanks for asking.
Very good. This is a fun topic. Salsa. We love salsa, don't we?
Yes, salsa. Homemade salsa is—it's you just can't beat it than store bought.
You know, it may not be the first thing that comes to mind when you think of Iowa favorites. You might think of some of the common things that we produce here—beef, pork, stuff like that. But you know, there are a lot of tomatoes grown around these parts in the summertime, and with that overabundance of tomatoes, what in the world are you going to do with them all? And salsa sounds like a good option, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yes. Homemade salsa, very easy. Also, a fun way to, preserve those summer bounties that you always have. Oh, what do I even do with all these tomatoes? So that's just one of those garden items that you could use in this salsa making workshop.
Yeah, because we can only use so many of those tomatoes. We always seem to produce way more than we need to. And then on top of that, you only have so many friends you can hand them off to. So we need to figure out ways
exactly.
to make it stretch, right?
Exactly, yeah. And even, tomato sauce, tomato juice, we can make some homemade salsa, and you could learn how to do that in my workshop that I have on Saturday.
Well, very good. Well, Saturday you've got a workshop coming up, as you mentioned, for salsa making. So is that something that's a little bit more difficult, that takes a little extra skill?
Not really. So if you can come to this Preserve the Taste of Summer salsa making class that I'm hosting in Atlantic at the Cass County Fair food stand, you don't have to have any experience, or you can be experienced and just want to, make salsa with some friends.
Okay. Well, it sounds like this is joining at the food stand, so this will be a hands-on opportunity?
Absolutely. Yep. So we'll be at the food stand from 8:30 to 12:30. So we learn about the basics of water bath canning first. Hear all about the most up-to-date canning and salsa recommendations. And then we're also going to make and can salsa. And then take it home and enjoy your jar of salsa that you canned yourself.
All right. Very good. Is it not as easy as we think? I mean, are there some things that can go wrong in the process?
No. Honestly, I will tell you the safest way. There's a lot of food safety concerns, but we talk about that all before we get into the workshop. And then I help you along the way. So I won't leave you by yourself to make any mistakes. I'll help you along the way with that salsa making.
Very good. Well, I know that, it's not like canning and preserving and things like that or anything new, but it just seems like we've kind of gotten away from that process over time. And now with after the pandemic and with some shortages and things that we've seen out there in the food supply chain, more folks are looking toward using some of the things they locally produce and, maybe stretching them out a little bit further in different ways. So it's kind of important to learn these things.
Yes, I totally agree with you. So definitely not a new thing, but maybe a lost art, if you will. So ISU Extension Outreach always been here to teach a lot of different food preservation methods. But this canning salsa making class is about that hot water bath canning, which is the safest way to help preserve that salsa.
Yeah, we don't want to poison our family and friends.
No. Yeah, and that's the hard thing. We have that research-based, up-to-date canning and salsa recommendations, and so you're always, ISU Extension Orange always has that up-to-date information for everyone to, make that safe and yummy, delicious salsa all year round.
Oh, sure, you bet. Well, is there any basic knowledge that someone needs to come in with? Is this something that will enhance what they already know, or can it be a complete beginner, or is it just for everybody?
It is for everyone, from beginning canners who have never, talked about canning, don't know what it is. When I say hot water bath canner, that you don't know what I'm saying, but also for those who are experienced, because a lot of times we see people who are preserving their food. It may be out-to-date information or, grandma's recipe. Even though grandma's recipe is the best, it may not be the safest way to do that. So we'll help you have fun, learn a lot, and then make your own salsa.
You know, one thing I've found over the years in every family with just about every type of food, it's that grandma or mom's recipe is always the best. And it doesn't matter what family it is. It's just the way it is. But I guess, remember, at some point you're going to be mom, you're going to be grandma. So it's, you got to perfect your recipe now too, right?
Yes, yes, exactly.
Do you use a standard recipe type thing then for this, or are there variations that folks can use?
Yep, we do use a standard recipe from the National Centers for Home Food Preservation. So that's where they're kind of the star at food preservation. And then we talk about in the class how, you know, if you want to make your own kind of special salsa recipe, you would just add all those ingredients after you can it. Because there is some, you know, safety, food safety methods with pH and acidity that we don't want to mess up when we are doing this hot water bath canning process.
Yeah, now it's starting to sound like a science project, but reassure them, it's not that difficult, right?
No, no, not at all. It's not that difficult. I will walk you through all of it and tell you all of the information that I have.
Okay. Now, does the session, it runs from 8:30 to 12:30. Do they need to be there that whole time to go through the whole process?
Yes. Yep. We will have everyone be there from 8:30 to 12:30 to make sure you learn all the food safety practices. And then, of course, we get to spend quite a bit of time cutting up all of our peppers and our tomatoes and our onions and that too, because we learn knife skills. Not everyone, you know, knows how to properly cut a tomato or, you know, even an onion. Sometimes that's a hard thing to do as well. So we learn, you know, food safety, basic knife skills, and then also, you know, that water bath canning process.
Yeah. Yeah, well, a lot of important stuff there in the kitchen, too. And we've all squished a tomato now and again with a dull knife, so I think we've all been
mm-hmm,
there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there is a cost to the workshop, right?
Yes, that is correct. It is $40 per person, and then you do get to have a lot of resources that you take home that I give you, and then take home your jar of salsa.
All right. Well, now, doing some of this work in the kitchen like this, I think back to like baking with mom during the holidays and stuff. Sometimes these are the types of things that are done as, you know, as a family unit, or maybe, you know, mom's helping, getting some help from the kids or something. Is that something that can be done in pairs, or is this just for individuals?
No, absolutely. I encourage families, you know, whether it's grandma and granddaughter or even daughter and mother, you know, whoever wants to come with, you know, that's kind of the fun thing about it is, I have a lot of people that come to these classes that are related because, you know, they're going to end up doing this as a family together, which is, you know, even better that we're all learning the same thing, safe ways to preserve their summer bounty, and then doing it together.
Yeah, and you always want to do these things together because then you create those wonderful experiences which turn into wonderful skills that can be passed down.
Absolutely. That is 100% true.
Very good. Leah, how do folks sign up?
Yes. So online at extension.iastate.edu/human sciences is where you can find a calendar of events to then find the salsa making workshop online. Or if you need some help registering, you can always call or email me, or you can even call the Cass County Extension office and they can help guide you in the right direction to sign up online.
Okay. And I know all this information is available too online on the Cass County Extension website too. And again, that's 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. this Saturday, August 13th. And you're going to meet at the food stand on the fairgrounds at the Cass County Extension Service, the Cass County Fairgrounds there. It's an easy place. It looks like you're going to have plenty of room and plenty of workspace to use there.
Yes, it's a beautiful place to have lots of space to work and make some salsa.
You betcha. Well, that's good. So do we bring chips?
Oh, I'll bring the chips. Don't worry.
All right. Very good. Well, we hope we have some good stuff to share and good stuff to take home with us after that as well. And now the deadline's coming up. It's this Saturday, so you need registrations here pretty quick, right?
Yes. So original registration date was the 10th on Wednesday, August 10th, but I'm going to extend it to the 11th. So sign up by Thursday, by the end of the day, August 11th, and then we'll get you in for the workshop on Saturday.
All right, very good. We all love salsa. Now you can learn how to make it safely and can it properly and keep it for a while there and enjoy even when the weather's not so nice outside. Salsa making workshop this Saturday here in Atlantic. Hope you take advantage of that. Leah Brooke will be taking care of that for us on Saturday, and she's been visiting with us this morning. Thank you so much for the time, Leah.
Thank you so much for having me.